This is what happens when you do shit live. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your favorite podcast. Oh man, I got a frog in my throat today. Sorry about that. These pipes need some cleaning. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Riffin' with Griffin live from Riffin' with Griffin desk. I'm here by myself today because Wiggy's like out of town, the bastard. But he's here though. You know what? I actually have him coming in. You see him right there. He's live in full effect. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got to do this all by myself today because this bastard is out of town. I don't even know. I just realized I just had you on the screen right there. Let me turn this mic on. So, live from where you at right now?
Seattle.
Live from Seattle. Wiggy is here live from Seattle. So, he's here. We'll check in with him and, you know, do some stuff.
Yes, sir.
You know, he's here, he's moderating the chat, you know what I mean? So we just said, you know what, let's keep it fresh, keep doing what we've been doing, you know. So I got to do here live in full effect. Why are you in Seattle real quick? Let's just go get into that stuff. Wiggy, why are you in Seattle?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
It froze.
Oh man, even though we can hear you though.
I'm in Seattle because my sister is a high school graduate.
Sister's high school graduation. Well, we're having technical difficulties with Wiggy already. Okay, so I'll figure that out. We'll figure it out as it comes along right now. So I know Wiggy's listening. So just maybe disconnect and reconnect, man. And then we'll see how the connection works. Cause I'm doing this live. So it's like live out to YouTube and live to him. You know, I'm trying to make it all work out. So we'll see if it works. But anyways, guys, thanks for being here. I got to chat on this side of the screen here. So I'm gonna try to keep looking at that, you know, get your guys' foolish comments and all that kind of stuff that you guys have to say. Let me mute his mic. But and for you guys that are listening, you're listening to a live recording, you know, even though you're listening to on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, like iTunes or Amazon or wherever you get your stuff from, I truly appreciate you guys listening every week. And you know, so we here. You know, before I get into all the stuff I wanted to talk about today, I want to get into I saw Loki and I want to talk about Loki. That was such a great show, so I'm gonna get into that. Want to talk about Wish Dragon. That's another movie I watched with Rachel. I want to get into that because it was like a Aladdin knockoff. I just want to talk about it. I don't like when they do these kinds of things, even though it was a fun movie, because Aladdin was a great movie. So they just made it again, but they had an all Asian cast. And I was like, okay, so this is how we're going to do it. We're just going to pick movies that are already out and then we're just going to change the races of everybody and then be like, okay, so this is a new movie. it was weird. NBA playoffs, I want to get into just real brief. You know, I know some people don't like to talk. You know what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start doing, like, you know, in the description, I'll put like at 4 minutes, I'll talk about this, at 5 minutes, I'll talk about that, you know? And so you can like skip ahead, or if you don't want to listen to that stuff, you don't want to listen to. But thanks for being here. I really appreciate you guys being here. And, you know, if you want a super chat, I'll be more than happy to take some super chats. And then we still got Wiggy live. Let me see how that looks right now. If that's still there. Yeah, there he is. He's still here live. Boom. So we'll check in with him. I got to tell you guys though, when he was coming in before we were setting up, your mic's live, Wig. So before we were setting up, he was fixing his hair. You know, like like the way it looks right now, it took a lot to get it like that. And I just don't understand. I was like, You're not all of a sudden ugly because your hair is like a little bit off. You know what I mean? Like you already cute. So? You know, no, I mean, The problems of cute white boys, man. It's unbelievable, dude. Really? What was that look? You gonna get? Wait, we got. Let's go big to Wiggy right now. What?
No, stop.
My God. What was that? Yeah, so give the two ladies that are watching, give them your best look. What is it? Is that the look? Is that the lady killer look? Okay,
that's my light skin face.
That's your. All right, we're done with you. We're done with you for now. I mean, unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, guys. So let's just go over some stuff that's happening with me right now. Evan, thank you for the super chat. Let's see. Okay, so I did have some stuff happen this week. So I went to the Ha Ha Comedy Club in North Hollywood. Shout out to Terry, the owner, and Jack Jr. And I love them. That's one who got me... for one of my first starts in LA of really being at an established comedian was being at their club all the time. It really set me off to what I'm doing now. But I was there the other night, man, and I'm doing my material. Okay, so I have these jokes. I'm just gonna tell you guys about it. All right, so I'm working on this thing right now because listen, I believe in customer service. Okay, I'm a customer service guy. I believe that if you take a job, okay, if you sign up for a job, I don't care what your personal circumstances are, you should be able to complete that job. And if you can't complete it, you should have to take criticism for not doing it well. That's just the way I feel about it, okay? And I don't care what your circumstances are, you know, like, for instance, let's say you moving and you hire a moving company, and then the mover comes and he goes, "Ooh, my back is hurting today. I'm not going to be able to move your piano." Like, fuck you, dude. This is your job for today. You're here to move my shit. And you can't tell me, my back hurts. And listen, I don't care what your sob story is. You could tell me, "Hey, oh, you know what? Over the weekend, I was building homeless shelters. And there was this one shelter we had to get finished. And if we didn't finish it, this family was going to be out on the street. And so I had to finish it. And when I was doing that, I really hurt my back." And you come to me like, "Yeah, so I know we're supposed to move your shit today. But, you know," it's like, what am I supposed to say? That sounds like a personal problem. Is that homeless family going to come help you move my piano? Because if they not, I don't want to hear about them. I don't care. You have a job you're supposed to complete, you know? Anyway, that's how I feel about it. I don't care what it is. You know, like if I lost my voice, you know, if I lost my voice because I was at a Black Lives Matter rally and a Me Too movement combined rally, and I was like, "No justice, no peace, all rights for women." And I was screaming and screaming and screaming. And then I'm coming to do my podcast and I'm like, "Hey, everybody, what's up, guys? Thanks for coming to Riffin' with Griffin. Whoa, 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 whoa." You know, you'd be like, "Why the fuck are you doing your podcast today? You can't do your podcast today." So anyway, the joke is about that. Now, the reason why I talk about that is to say, I've talked about this in my podcast. One time I went to the Apple store and they had me waiting 25 minutes for help. And the help that finally came was a deaf guy, a deaf guy and the translator. Those are the guys that came to help me after I've been waiting 25 minutes. I mean, come on. So the joke is like, it's the fun of the situation. It's the joke. The essence of the joke is it doesn't matter what your circumstances are. You should be able to, if you can't complete the job, it's okay for me to be like, "Yo, what the hell's going on here?" You know? And so the fun of it is I set it up where people think I'm talking about something else. And then when I say, "Well, the guy was deaf," that's when everybody goes, "Oh," you know, and that's the fun of it. Anyway, I'm in the middle of talking about this. Everybody's having a good time. And then these two white women just jump up, you know, from their seats, and she stands in front of the stage, and she's like, "This is ridiculous. I can't believe you're making fun of deaf people." You know, just fucking caring out, just caring to them. White privilege at its height, where she thought it was okay to interrupt the show and be like, "I can't believe this." Well, you know, daddy went the fuck off, you know what I mean? So I'm telling her off, you know, and then the friend that's with her, she comes, you know what I mean? The friend comes and she's British too. She's like, "Eh, oh, I can't believe you. And of course, the British white woman thinks, you know, you talk about privilege. British white people, oh my God. You know, they still mad we left these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? So they going in, and I'm telling them, I'm trying to explain to them, you don't even know what the joke's about. All you heard was death. All you heard was how I'm talking about it. That's the funny part. And by the way, I told the dude at the store, you know, man, this is funny, and I'm a comic, and you know I'm going to talk about this on stage. And they laughed. You know what I mean? So it's like, these people, I can't stand woke-ass fucks who think that they're the champion for other people. When it comes to comedy, you know what? I like to talk about everybody. So I shouldn't include, like, everybody. Like, the guy wants to have a job and be in normal society doing his job. If he ain't doing it well, it's within my right to be like to talk about him and make fun of it too. I don't care that he's deaf. You know what I mean? And he doesn't care either because he's doing the job. So we supposed to just not have an expectation of service? We supposed to just be like, okay, well now I have to like deal with it. Listen, if I wasn't waiting 25 minutes and then the guy came up to me, yeah, I could have been in a better mood and been like, oh, okay, cool, all right, we're going to deal with this, you know, because I got to talk to him, he got to talk to him, and it's just going back and forth, you know, it's a longer process. You understand what I'm saying? But when the line isn't moving like this, because, listen, the Apple Store, they care more about being woke than they do about customer service and helping people. They just care about optics, you know? That's why the people that work there, they got all kind of people working there. And you go, just for them to be like, oh, look what we're doing here. Like I say in my bit, man, I want the guy to have a job. I'm not saying he shouldn't have a job. And I got no problem with him being deaf. Okay? None at all. But maybe he should be at the online chat center. You know? Like, hey, can I help you? Because you don't got to hear shit at the online chat center. What if you logged into the online chat center, right? And you're like, and somebody's like, hi, yes, we are here to help you. I'm the translator. Your main guy is blind. Wouldn't you be like, what? Even the deaf guy would be like, are you mugging me? You know what I mean? Even the deaf guy would be like, what is happening right now? So, I mean, it's like, you know, it's all relative. Anyways, I just felt like there's no etiquette. I don't care if you don't think I'm funny. I don't care if you don't like my jokes, but come on, man. You can't be at the comedy club just fucking, you have a social contract when you go to a comedy club. You're saying, I'm going to hear some outrageous stuff. I might hear some outrageous stuff. I might even hear something I don't like. It's okay just to be like, you know what? I don't like this one. This one, you know, my cousin's deaf, so I don't know if I like this. And you just sit there quietly till the next comic comes on, or you laugh when at other parts. And it's funny, these women were laughing at everything else I was talking about. You talk about black people, racial jokes, anything like that. Oh, they laughing at the top of their lungs. But the woke subject, that's the one they want to be like, oh, well, I'm going to take a stand right now. I'm like, man, shut up. Oh, miserable ass. All right, let's go to Wiggs and see what he has to say about this situation. Let me turn your mic on. What do you think, Wiggs? I don't think he can hear me. Yeah, I think we're. Yeah, of course he can. Of course we don't have a good connection, but we tried. You know what, Wiggs? We tried this. You can hear me, but we can't hear you. You know, I just have him there for eye candy. Right, that's just. Now. Oh, now we can hear you. Yeah, there you go.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what do you think of that, man?
I love that. I saw you at the comedy store a while ago, before, like a year ago.
Oh, okay.
It's my favorite joke. I love that bit. Apple Store bit.
Great. Yeah, but it really happened. This is the thing, though. It really happened, you know? And it's just like...
We talked about that. We pretty much had that conversation. And you were like, yeah, if the guy was blind, you wouldn't have...
Yeah, it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, anyways, I just like, you know, we're going to go to Wiggs every now and then just to get a little eye candy on the screen. I know, because I know you guys sometimes get sick of looking at this, you know? This daddy face. All right, Wiggs, just keep it. Just stay there. Keep looking at the chat. You guys say hi to Wiggs in chat if you have any questions, and he'll tell me. All right, there we go. All right. Other stuff that's going on. And thanks for the super chats, guys. I'm gonna propose to Rachel. You know, I got the ring. She already knows I got the ring because she picked it out. Like, Rachel's weird like that, you know? So then I had this idea that I wanted to do, and then I like revealed it to her, and I'm so glad I didn't do that because she was like, I don't really like that one, you know? So it was like, I just telling her, like, what do you want me to do? You tell me. So I know what I'm going to do, and I'm doing it like probably this week. I don't know. Or early, I don't know. She listens to the podcast, so she's gonna. I like doing this because it's gonna make her be like, "Oh my god, I can't wait!" But she's so excited about it. I love her to death. So we're gonna do that because like her and her mom went venue. They went to look at venues this weekend while I was in San Diego. So I just thought that was like, you know what I mean? It's like, what's going on? Oh man, look at how my desk looks all crazy. Well, whatever. We'll fix this another time. Like I feel like it's not centered properly, but whatever. So you know, so that's coming. So you guys take a look at that. So anyways, some Rachel stuff. I just like talk about some. So I'm gonna tell you an argument Rachel and I had. Okay, I'm gonna tell you how it ended first. The argument ended with her saying, "I didn't know that you hated me this much." You know, she. It ended with, well, I didn't know you hate me. All right. That's how it ended. Okay. I didn't know you hate me is how it ended. So let me tell you how it started. We're looking at the TV or something, and like somebody had like fake lips. And she's like, oh, look, fake lips. Ooh, that she must have got collagen in her lip, whatever she's saying about her lips. And then she looks at me. She's like, oh, you. She's like, oh, I love your juicy lips. You have, you know, whatever. Right. And then she goes, what about my lips? And I go, well, listen, I said, and I didn't know this wasn't a compliment. Honestly, I thought this was okay. But I was like, well, your lips are like you. They're thin. You have thin lips. Like, you know, she looked at me like I was crazy, telling her she has thin lips. She thought I was crazy. She said, thin lips? What? You know, she was like, you know what? I can't stand you. And then she got up. She goes, you know, you need to get a compliment book, because if those are the kind of compliments you're going to be giving me, you know, I didn't know you hated me. That's so me saying that she has thin lips ended with her saying to me, she didn't know I hated her. I mean, I don't even know what to say, dude. You know what I mean? It's like, what are you talking about? So now I know, guys. So you know what I mean? Like, that's like what I've learned from this is you have to find out. Like, Rachel has this thing now where she knows to say to me, do you want, she'll say, hey, what do you think of this? And tell me the truth. So when I hear that from her now, I know she means tell me the truth, but be nice about it, but I still need the truth. So, because regularly she might just say, how do I look? And when I just hear that, that just means, oh my God, girl, you look good. You the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. You know, and it don't even matter, even if it's not true about like maybe the jeans don't look good, or, but she didn't put herself together. She got a shirt that she likes. She got pants that she likes, and she's already feeling a little insecure about it. You know, to me, she looks great. I don't care what she has on. To me, Rachel looks great in anything. She was a fashion model, you know? So, like, I've seen her wear some crazy shit, and I'm like, God damn, you look good in this. Like, no matter what, like, some of the most outrageous things you've ever seen, and she just looks great in it. She got some sunglasses that she didn't need to get. She bought these freaking $350, I don't know how much they are, sunglasses. And she's like, well, how do these look? And I was like, well, they look great. They look good on you, you know? But she was a little bit iffy about it. But I was like, it doesn't matter what she wear, it's going to look great. But I know if she don't feel that way, I have to like reinforce, and I have to, you know, you have to sell it too. You can't just be like, oh yeah, it looks good. You know, you got to like, you know what I mean? Like to be a good boyfriend is to be a good actor. You know what I mean? You got to sell it, man. You got to be like, oh, shit, damn, they made those sunglasses for your face. But I'm exaggerating, but you know what I mean. Because especially when it looks like this, like freaking, you know, I can't do that whole aloof cute boy thing. I'm sure Wiggy don't even have to give compliments. He just like, you look all right. And then he has the girl, right, Wiggs? Is that how you do it? How do you give compliments? Like, what's a good compliment? What have you ever had this issue with someone that you're dating? I hope he's not frozen again. He might be frozen. Yeah, Wiggs is frozen. Well, you know, we're going to work out this technology, guys. I don't know what's going on with that, but he's frozen again. It's crazy. But he'll be back on. But anyways, so that's what was happening with, you know, it's just, that's just part of it, guys. You know, so if you're in a relationship, you got to make sure you're making your girl feel like $1 million at all times, even when you don't meet it. And that's part of it. You know, and sometimes like guys complain about this, you know, sometimes guys are like, so let me give you some real world advice right now, guys out there. This is real world advice. All right. Not everything has to be logical. Not everything has to make sense. That's a man thing that we think things have to make sense, or things have to come with like statistics, and things have to be like on this like logical path, logical plane. And it's just, no, it doesn't have to always be like that. Sometimes things are about feelings and emotions, and that's okay too. You know, when we're talking like, you know, and sometimes that's how your woman's gonna come from a place, and the words that she's saying around that, it all, sometimes it sounds like this don't make sense. It's not crazy, but it's a puzzle piece to like how she's really feeling inside. And you got to learn how to translate that. Once you translate that, you'll be able to be like, oh, this makes sense to me. You know what I mean? Like, this makes sense because she's saying this because she feels this way. So all these words are just a pathway to how she feels. And so once you figure that out, you know, you'll be able to do it. The people in the chat don't believe I'm doing this live. This is live. You know what? You send a super chat, AF, whatever your name is, and you'll see that it's live. We are live, fool. We are live. Thank you for all the super chats. Thank you, Gio, Evan, and Ugly Goat Girl, who's a great streamer. Check her out on stream. Oh, wait, let's get Wiggs back in. I got to do this. You know what I mean? All right. So I don't know why. Now there's two instances of you on here, which is kind of crazy. You know, there you are again. So he's back. Oh, now I have to like, oh man, you're back, but I'm not going to be able to get you on screen because it like, I have to like redo this. So we just, oh man, you guys are listening at home and you're listening later. You're like, what the hell's going on with Griffin and his setup? You know, I'm trying to do all this stuff live. I'm trying to do all this, like, you know, you know what I mean? It's. Oh, there we go. I fixed it. See, I figured it out. See what I mean? You guys don't even know what this is. So I have to replace layer and go like this. There we go. See, now he's back. Then I turn on his mic. Okay, Wiggs, are you there? Say hi to people.
Hello, made it.
Okay, you made it. I know. I have to figure it out. I think it's all an internet thing.
Yeah.
So guys, Wiggy's here. He's watching. You can see. I know he's, you know, he's not necessarily the co-host. He's my sidekick for, you know, he's trying to make the podcast better. We got some ideas in the woodworks. We're going to be doing like
watching the chat.
Yeah, he's watching the chat. We're going to do like, we're going to try to like do a music video for my theme song. You know, we're going to try to get some more stuff going on.
Yeah.
Wiggy's actually a great director. And I didn't even know this, but he worked with, what was the rest in peace? What was the guy's name? RIP to the guy you were, Lil Peep. I'm too old to even know who the hell that was. Yeah. But, you know, he worked with him and did a lot of work with him. And he does a lot of great work. So he's got a website. You can go. I have his information in the chat. So you guys should go check him out. He's not here just because he's a pretty face. He actually does some great work. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
All right, Wiggs. You stay there. Stay tight. Stay ready. All right. So, all right, let's get into some other things I want to talk about. So anyways, yeah, but anyways, like you're saying in the chat, you know, positive compliments are always the way to go, guys. Like, they just legit, it's just legit the way to go with your girl. Even if, you know, what I'm saying is stop thinking about it like it's like one versus the other or right or wrong or some sort of like equation that has to make sense. Because that's sometimes I think how the male brain works. There has to be like a logical math equation. And what I'm saying is when with women, there's an unknown. It's like you're trying to find, like, if 7 plus A equals, you know, whatever, you have to infer and figure out what A is. And then that is her emotions and feelings and where this is really coming from. And then you have to just take some time and be like, oh, she's saying all this because she's insecure about something, or she's saying, and we all do that, really. It ain't just a female thing, by the way. It's not. I mean, guys, we just hide our emotions and just like, you know, we just, but we have this outward, like, you know, I don't want to talk about that. You know, we might say that directly, you know? So I've learned a lot about myself, and I've learned a lot from being with Rachel. You know, she really, we don't communicate in the same way sometimes, you know, like she doesn't process things the way I process things. So I have to know that. That's part of the equation now. So when I'm talking and maybe she don't understand me, I can't be mad at her that she don't understand me. I have to like add into the equation, oh, she processes stuff different from me. And same thing, she might be thinking the same thing. She's thinking something and saying something, and I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. For her side too, she should be like, oh, well, let me explain to him what I'm talking about. That's all. Anyways, I don't want to go all into like all this. You know, you guys get it. You know what I mean? Right, chat? I hope you guys get it. So that was that. So, you know, so the engagement is coming very soon. Even though we already engaged, we already planned in the wedding, which I don't even want to have a big wedding. I don't think she wants to have a big wedding either, you know. She's talking about let's just hit Beverly Hills courthouse and then have a big party, you know what I mean? I don't know. I'm going to have Wiggs come down. Oh, he lives in LA. He'll be my videographer, make it look fancy. You know what I mean? I would show you guys a picture of the ring, but then she would like look at this episode and take a look at it. But it's a nice Tiffany's ring. She already knows because she picked it out. And I could have went to like a discount jeweler or someplace because everybody's like, you come to me. Everybody's got a guy. But I know my girl wanted that Tiffany's box. And I could have just bought the box too, right? But no, she wants the, you know what I mean? And it's like sometimes you paying for that. Diamonds are actually worthless. Let me say this again. Diamonds are worthless. The only thing that's valuable about them is the feeling that people give to them. But they are no more than a freaking paperweight, a small little paperweight. They mean nothing. It's the emotions that go behind it that we've raised the value of, like freaking diamonds, but they're worthless. But, you know, what's not worthless about it is the way it makes your person feel and what it represents, you know, the union and blah, blah, blah. You guys get it. Damn, I should have turned the AC on. It's hot as hell in here. I'm sweating like a field animal. Whew. All right. Anyways, did I start sweating because I was talking about marriage stuff? Maybe. Oh, man. Okay, so that's love to Rachel. Love you, baby. I know she's listening in her car going to and from work. So she is a magical woman. Just very, like, nobody makes me feel more special than Rachel. And if you have that in your life, you got to, like, lock it down forever. Just FYI to people out there. So, anyways, I was also on Bad Friends podcast this week. So I was co-hosting with Andrew. So make sure you guys check that out. Listen, I love Bad Friends fan base and Tiger Belly fan base. They're very similar. I love 99% of you guys. You guys are great people. Thanks for coming over. Not enough of you come over here, but thank you and all that. But man, the trolliest, stupidest people also are a part of that fan base. And they just are so rude and disrespectful, man. That's just all I'll say. Y'all just some rude, disrespectful people. And I don't get why. You know what I mean? So crazy. All right. Let's get into some stuff I wanted to talk about. First, NBA playoffs. So this is the NBA playoffs. I don't know when we'll have to time this, Wiggs, in the edits. But NBA playoffs. So I have to say that this is all I want to talk about. Chris Paul. That's not all I'm going to talk about. Phoenix Suns, they are the Phoenix Suns with Chris Paul. I love Chris Paul, guys. Actually, let me go to this right now because I want you guys to see a picture when I get to this part. I want to talk about this one picture that I saw on the internet. I thought was so freaking hilarious. But I'll get to it. This is like from my buddy Kareem Matthews. He had this really funny picture, so I'm going to show you guys that picture in a second when I get to this. But first, I want to say, look, I was a huge Chris Paul fan when he was with the Clippers, and he's just had an unfortunate career. His move is to get injured in the playoffs. It's just every year we thought we had a chance to win when he was with the Clippers, he got injured. And then it carried over to Houston. Like, they could have beat Golden State that year that Golden State won. It would have been Houston versus whoever they were playing. You know what I mean? When he was with Houston and he got hurt. He got hurt 2 years in a row. It's like he's just been plagued by injury, but he's had a fantastic all-star Hall of Fame career. So to see him finally get to the Western Finals and the way that he did and all that he's gone through, I thought it was a special moment, and I would really like to see Chris Paul win the championship because, in a way, it's like my Clippers won the championship. You know what I mean? Like, if it's Clippers, Nets, then I got Blake Griffin who can win a championship, and I got Chris Paul who can win a championship, and that'll make me feel like sort of like my Clippers got there. But I'd also like to see Clippers versus Suns. That would be a great Western final too. And then I don't know who I would root for, but ultimately I'd love to see the Phoenix Suns win the championship. See Chris Paul, not so much the Phoenix Suns so much as I think Chris Paul. And then Devin Booker is turning into like that guy. So, he wins a championship right now. It'll be like, he's really phenomenal. He had a game where he had 71 points in his career, but a lot of these points have been empty calories because he's been on a bad team. But the last 2 years, the Suns have really made huge improvements, and he's turning out to be like an all-time great if he keeps this up, especially if they win the championship. So it took out the Lakers, and, it's like a great thing if you're into basketball right now. But I love Chris Paul, and this is in the playoffs are really heating up. Now let's get over to the Eastern Conference and let's talk about Mr. KD. Now when I talk about that, I want to show you guys this picture that I was talking about from my buddy Kareem Matthews. See that picture right there? KD without a super team. And that's exactly how I feel. Exactly how I feel. Now look at that. KD without a super team. He looks just – that's what it feels like. Now, let me explain this to you. I talked about this in the beginning of the season. I talked about the Nets, and I wanted to see if these guys could put it together. Now, they had a great season, especially James Harden. Of those three big guys, I'm a bigger fan of James Harden because James Harden has proven himself to be – you could see the improvement from a really great player when he was at OKC. He was coming off the bench, and he was a great scorer, and he was like – he had that thing. And then he choked in the playoffs. That's what happened when they played against the Heat. He just did not – he didn't do well, and they couldn't win the championship unless he played well. Then he goes to Houston, and he turns into a – like an all-star, and he goes on like he's having MVP-type seasons. But then he gets into the playoffs, and he chokes. That's his MO. Now, he gets to the Nets, and he transforms his game again. He transforms his game. He becomes this, like, phenomenal playmaker. He's like the glue that keeps that team going. And then to see him hurt right now sucks because I really feel like he would have – taking it to the next level. I really feel like the monkey would have been off his back in these playoffs, but he can still come back, so he has a chance, right? Now, Kyrie Irving, he got hurt yesterday, and I'm just not a Kyrie Irving fan. I just think that he's just a toxic dude. You know what I mean? I just don't like all the I just don't like it, okay? I don't like his demeanor, how he talks to the press, and how he presents himself sometimes. I'm just not a fan of that. Fan of his game, but it doesn't always work with people. And he's proven that, he didn't want to be with LeBron James anymore. He goes to Boston. The chemistry is just completely demolished because of him. Even when he came to the Nets, the Nets, they were a nice little team, in the Eastern Conference. And then more chemistry issues because of him. And now, just the way he was this year, it seemed like he got it together. But as you can see, it's easier to play when you don't have to when all the burden is on your back. When you are supposed to be the best player on the team, the leader, and all that stuff is on your back, it don't always work. Not everybody has that in them. And I don't think Kyrie Irving's always going to be a sidekick guy with, number one talent. Number one talent with sidekick mentality, you know, just demeanor, you know. So, but he's a great, phenomenal player, you know, and from all accounts, a pretty good human being too. It's just that that whatever is up with his personality, it don't really mix with other people on a team. Something, it's something anti-team about Kyrie Irving. But, you know, that being said, he's a champion, and he's probably going to make the Hall of Fame because he's just a phenomenal talent, right? Now, that being said, let's get to KD. Let's get to KD. Let's go back to this right here. Mr. KD, you know? And this is what I'm talking about. This is what I said in the beginning of the year. This is what I was talking about in the beginning of the year, man. KD, when he was with OKC, he got to the championship. And against LeBron, there was a few games when it mattered, he couldn't carry the team. Just for some reason, he had these kind of games of 7 for 30 shooting, that kind of stuff, okay? Cut to OKC is playing against Golden State, and they're up 3-1. And games like 5 and 6, I believe it was, 5 for 30. Six, like it was like that kind of thing that if he plays like a superstar, they win. He doesn't come through. Then he goes to Golden State, and everybody's like, oh man, KD's the best, best. Yeah, there's no pressure. You got an MVP over here. You got two of the greatest shooters of all time here. You got this point forward guy playing. You got this like sort of offense that's about passing and shooting. And so yeah, he's going to thrive because he's that kind of talent. He's going to thrive. His talent is undeniable. But when it comes to when it's time for him to be the man, the only man, I don't know if this guy can do it. And we haven't seen it yet. So cut to last night, Kyrie Irving gets hurt in the second quarter. Freaking KD, 9 for 25, and they lose. I think, and this is what I was saying in the beginning of the season, I need to see if this guy can do it. Is he the man? Or does he need some men with him? We'll see. Like, this next game is a huge game. I think this is the game that solidifies him where we go, oh, yeah, yeah, he's the shit. He's the man. He needs to win this game on his own with no Kyrie Irving, no James Harden. He needs to lead this team. He got to have 50 and like shoot 45% and be the leader and play defense and all that. Show you could do it. Or you just a dude that's like really great when you have really great people with you. Just my opinion. All right? Don't care. You can agree or disagree. That's just my opinion about it. All right? Okay, guys. I don't even know. I don't think Wiggy even watches basketball. But look, let's go live to Seattle, guys. Live to Seattle with Wiggy.
My dad won't stop. He won't stop trying to get me to watch the games. He like ordered me an antenna on my TV and all that.
Yeah, you should watch the game, fool.
I know. I tried to tune into that last Clippers game, but like the channel wasn't. It was like a fucking mess.
You just not into it? You're just not into basketball?
No, I'll watch it. It's on, for sure. I'll probably catch a game with my dad while I'm here.
Oh, that's cool. And how was what was your dad? What was it? It was Julie and
Clark.
Clark. Yeah, Julie and Clark. Yeah. Well, boy, yeah. That just it can't get any wider than that, guys, huh?
My mom's watching right now, I think.
It's Julie, Clark, and Nate. They said. And what's your sister's name? Like
Ella.
Oh, okay. See, they went off the rails with that one. They were like, "All right, we'll name her Ella." Yeah. All right. Well, hello to Julie and Clark. Hi, Julie. You did good. You got a good one here. You did good with this one. Well, he ended up being good. Someplace
hands up. And someone's like, "Stop putting your hands up," and I feel like Ricky Bobby, like. Where I'm supposed to put my hand.
Don't let that. You know what? People love criticizing you. I love the comments. People have so much to say about Wiggy all the time. They're like, you know, he should do this. He should speak up. He's too monotone. He's too this. He's too that. There's just so much about that. Do you have anything to say to your haters? Like I'm setting him up.
Hey, I'm trying my best, but constructive criticism. I got to stop and be a little less monotone.
as he says that
into my voice.
So as you say that, so monotone with no emotion in your voice. Oh man, Wiggs. All right, we'll be back to Wiggs later, guys. Okay, so let's get into some other stuff here. So I did also want to talk about some shows and movies. This is the show and movie review portion of the show. Show and review movie. Show and review. Okay. So I saw Loki, everybody. I low-key saw Loki. I got to tell you guys, this show is fantastic. Like, I love this show. And not even just because of the show, but I love it because it's what the MCU is doing for television, okay? But Loki is great, man. So let's see. Where's the cast? It's got Owen Wilson. Yeah, there's so many great people. And some of these people I don't even recognize, but a lot of them are just great. It's really a good show. So spoiler alert, I guess. Whatever. It doesn't matter because this is not like it's a movie. So it doesn't matter if I'm spoiling it or not. This show picks up where, if you saw Avengers Endgame, Loki picks up the Tesseract because Tony Stark, they messed up the robbery, okay? So the robbery got foiled, and Loki escapes with the Tesseract. So when he escapes with the Tesseract, he's now captured by this time variant, you know, like these, like the time cops, you know? Which turns out to be like they're like the real ultimate power in the universe because they make sure that the timelines stay, you know, like they're looking out for people. It's like it's a really fun concept, you know. So now he's captured, and this is about him finding out what's going to go on. And I love it. I love this spinoff timeline because even if you don't watch this stuff, if you don't watch Disney Plus, if you don't watch what's going on in the MCU universe, you could still sort of get like a real good, like, you know, you don't need to, is what I'm saying, because then the movies can go on and it doesn't matter. But if you were decide to like step in and be like, if you asked yourself, because I thought that myself too, when I was first watching that movie and Loki disappeared, I was like, oh man, that's a new timeline, and I would love to see what's going on there. And they sort of tease that in Avengers Endgame when the Doctor Strange, whatever, the master magician person, the super, what, the Sorcerer Supreme, or I think that's what it is, when the Sorcerer Supreme, you know, shows the Hulk, Bruce Banner, like, hey, look, if you take this, my timeline's going to get messed up because we're not going to have this weapon. And that's why he says, don't worry, we'll bring this back to this point. And I bet you if they didn't bring it back to that point, these time cops would have stepped in and been like, yo, you got to like put this back. So I thought it was great that your mind, if you were that kind of person, when you were watching the Endgame, you were like, oh man, I would love to see where this goes. And that's exactly what they did. They show this is what happens. And so it's this great universe of like, you know, because then, look, spoiler alert, but whatever. What I really enjoyed about it is through Endgame and the Avengers, the Infinity Stones, you felt like this was the ultimate power in the universe. Like, you can wipe out, with a snap of the finger, you can wipe out half the universe if you have the power like Thanos or the Hulk to hold it, or apparently even Iron Man, even though it killed him. I don't even know how he was able to even hold it, but anyway. Unless you're some ultimate power, you know, you thought, oh man, the Infinity Stones, that's it. But they show you in this show, like, you just have to watch it. Cause I'm not even going to spoil it. It's just funny to me how they did that. Because it just flipped your whole mind. When you're watching it, you're like, oh man, Infinity Stones ain't shit. You know, it's like this sort of thing. So you have to find out why. But I just think Loki is so fantastic. But And the guy, the main guy, what's his name? Tom Hiddleston. He's so good. He's just a really great actor. Owen Wilson is always funny. And there's just some really great actors in, and they're doing great performances, man. But one of the things that I like about what the MCU is doing is they're spending movie money on TV. They're making a movie and they're showing it to you on TV. And I think that's great. I love that because we don't feel cheated. What's it called? Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. When you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., when it was first coming on, we all know there was this thing in our minds where we go, oh, this is TV. Like, they're never going to have, Iron Man's never going to show up, Thor's never going to show up. It's going to be all these B, C, D characters from the movies that are going to come in, and we're going to be like, ooh, this is from the movie, but it's not going to be like, so it feels like it's disconnected from the universe. Unless you're just a super nerd, you know what I mean? It feels disconnected. But this shit, what they're doing with this TV, bringing this, the stars from the movie are in these TV shows, it makes you feel like you're watching something special. And I think that's great. And I hope they continue with it. It makes me feel like the money I'm spending on Disney Plus is going towards something that I want to see. You know what I mean? Like, it's better than taxes. You know what I mean? It's like when I I gotta show you something right now. A Wiggy was talking to somebody and I wanted to catch him acting crazy. I don't got you on right now. Let me finish my Wiggy was like probably telling his mom, get away, I don't want you to be on. I want to see Julie. Tell her to come on. Anyways, Loki. So now they're doing it, right, guys? They have the actual stars of the movies in these series, and they're delving in deeper, and they're really showing you, like. And I like it. I don't feel cheated. Like I said, I think it's better than, because, like, when you pay taxes, you don't know if your money's being used to help homeless or fix the roads. You're not really sure where your tax money is going, but I know where my Disney Plus money is going. It's going to make dope-ass products that'll bring freaking Thor and all the people, the stars of the movie, are going to be on my television screen. And I think that's great. So, and I hope they keep going with it, you know. And I don't mind if, so they do this. And then I love how it's all connected to the movie universe, too. So the MCU is still going. So they're going to thrive. They're going to survive without... Iron Man and Captain America. I think, you know, those two characters were so important to this last version of the MCU that I hope that they can continue. And it seems like they will. But like I say, guys, I don't get no money from Disney and Hulu, but I can't stress enough to you how worth it it is to get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN in that package. It's totally worth it. I suggest you do it. And so you can watch these shows. WandaVision was okay. It was a little artsy-fartsy, but I liked it. Falcon and Winter Soldier, loved it. I thought that was great, and I loved all that they did. I want to see where all these characters are going and what's going on with that. I thought they did a great job with that. I like Loki. So I'm really interested to see what the other shows are going to be like. But I totally suggest you watch Loki. This is like thumbs up to Loki. I give it 5. I gave it 10 stars if that's the rating. 10 out of 10, I give it. And I can't wait to see where it's going next. So that's my Loki review. Let me go to Wiggs real quick, see if he even like watches Loki. You don't even have a Disney Plus, huh?
No, I don't. But anything with Owen Wilson, I'll watch.
Oh, okay. Big Owen Wilson fan.
Love huh? Owen Wilson, yeah. Did we talk about that one movie with Salma Hayek and Owen Wilson?
Oh yeah, I did watch that. Yeah. I actually did talk about that. I did a review of that movie, I think. Yeah, that movie. But what was the name of that movie? That was a weird one, dude. I don't even know what it was. Yeah, I hear you clicking away, looking it up. What was the name of that movie with Owen Wilson and Bliss? Yeah. Yes, it was a weird sort of time continuum type movie. I still don't know what it was about in the end, but they were actually very good in it.
Reality.
Yeah, I love alternate reality stuff. I mean, anytime you could do time travel, and that's the thing about this Loki, anytime you could do like sort of like time travel, alternate universe, and simplify it so it makes sense to the people watching, where people can go, okay, I can see that happening, where you don't have to do too much science, faux science math in your head, it comes out okay, so it came out pretty good. So you have to get Disney Plus, man. I don't know what you're doing with your life. You don't watch sports. Can you get like Disney Plus already? Get this taken care of?
I'll get Disney Plus.
All right, he's going to get Disney Plus, guys. I should get a commission from these motherfuckers at this point, right? I watch a lot of stuff because it's like, but I'm watching a lot of stuff because I want to do it for my podcast. The people want to know what I think of things, right, chat? Right? So make sure you watch that. All right, Wiggs, we'll be back. Let's see. Maybe is your mom here? We'll say hi to her eventually.
No, they keep being up the stairs, but.
Okay, tell them to come on up. We'll say hi to them. All right, so that's where we're checking in with Wiggs. Okay, next one I wanted to talk about, God. Oh my God, you know what? Oh, man, you know what I really have to do? Oh, I'm not taking care of business. We got to do this first, guys. We totally have to do this first, man. I got to talk about my sponsors, okay? We got to go into that, guys. HelloFresh, man. HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/12Griffin and use code 12Griffin for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Look, this is what I love about this. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and grocery store trips so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes. Like, this is a big deal. What I love about this the most is when you get a recipe and you read a recipe, when you go to the store, you're not going to buy one onion. You know, sometimes to go to the store and buy just the ingredients for that meal, it actually doesn't make sense. But these kind of places, HelloFresh makes it so easy. They give you exactly what you need for one person, two person, three person, four person. It's really great. You enjoy a wide variety of easy, delicious options for all three meals a day, plus every snack and special treat in between within the HelloFresh market. So they offer everything. If you want to get breakfast, lunch, dinner, you can. If you just want to get breakfast from them, you can. And I love that part about it too. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to easily customize your order on the app. All right, so make sure you do that and share your personal endorsement, including, you know, I endorse them. All right, this is what I'm saying. This is my personal endorsement to HelloFresh. You got to get it. I totally recommend this meal service because, you know, and cooking is cathartic too, man. I'm telling you, when you cook your own food, there's something special about it, especially when you cook for someone else. So make sure you do that. So go to HelloFresh.com/Griffin and use code 12Griffin for 12 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Griffin and use code 12Griffin for 12 free meals, including free shipping. Try HelloFresh today, America's number one meal kit. All right, we're not even done, guys. Let's talk about my other great sponsor of the show, and that is BetterHelp, y'all. Look, I'm doing this live with BetterHelp. I highly recommend therapy. I say this all the time, and I tell them, listen, a lot of things interfere with your happiness. A lot of things can stop you from achieving your goals, and it's hard to figure out what those things are. Therapy is not going to help you solve your problems, okay? It's not going to help you solve your problems, but it's going to help you organize your thoughts and help you figure out where these problems come from with a professional who can recognize patterns. And this is all without having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that it makes it easy and free to change counselors if you need. And that's important too, because sometimes you go to a counselor. When I remember going to therapy way back in the day, and there was something about this person that it didn't click. It made me uncomfortable. And then, you know, you have to leave and you're just kind of like, oh, I don't want to go to therapy anymore. But when you're at the comfort of your own home, your own couch, your own desk, and then you have an experience with something, you could be like, you know what? That wasn't the one for me. Let me switch to a different one. BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp helps you with that. All right. So listen, you can send a message to the counselor anytime. And once again, this is not a crisis line and it's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Griffin. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Griffin for 10% off your first month. Start living a better life today. Check me out live on the fly. All right, I think I saw. Oh, here we go, guys. Check this out. Here it is. There she is. Mama hey, Wiggs. How you doing? Look at this, huh?
Great, yeah. Been pretty fun. Pretty fun watching my
boy. You got a great kid right there. You really do. You did a good job, you know, other than all the tattoos. We'll talk about that another time. I think there was a stretch. I think there was a stretch there where he went astray, but he's back. That's good. What do you actually think about all those tattoos? I'm curious.
Yeah, they wouldn't all be my choice, particularly this one. But I mean, an adult, you know, what am I going to do, right?
Oh, that's the. You know what? That's a loving mom answer right there. What a nice loving mom answer right there. But honestly though, if he wasn't there right now, when you first saw that neck tattoo, what was your first thought?
Yeah, I wasn't super thrilled with that one. I mean, it means something to him, and you know, so
I called her before I got it.
He did call me. He told me.
Oh, you did?
Do it, and it was. You know, yeah.
Oh, that's good. I mean, at least he didn't surprise you. See, that's very respectful. He just said, "Mom, I'm about to do something crazy, and I just want you to, I want you to know before I get it." And then he, so that you know what? I never saw that.
So your mom
is Lisa Simpson to you.
And it has sentimental value to him, so I respect that. Yeah. So.
Well, there you go. Well, that's it right there. Well, listen, it's good to talk to you. I'm glad you came on, and thanks. I can see where he gets his good looks from, obviously.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Congratulations on your engagement.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate that. But I'm still working on. How did your husband propose to you?
Pretty casual. Kind of decided. I think it was like a mutual agreement. You know, it wasn't a big romantic deal. So.
Do you regret that? If you had to go back, would you want him to do something like, would you have wanted him to do something super romantic? If you had to do it again, if you had a time machine, would you tell him, hey, can you do this differently?
Well, he's listening. So, you know, yeah.
you are very tactful. No, let's tell Clark. You know what?
I can hear him yelling downstairs.
He should do it again, Clark. You know what? You need to get the ring, add another diamond to it, and do it right, buddy. You know, she's saying to you right now, I wish you would have done it differently, but she's being very sweet about it right now. But I'm reading between the lines. The whole chat is reading between the lines. Get your shit together, Clark.
My whole family is watching downstairs. My grandma.
Even grandma's like, really, Clark? You didn't do it right? All right, so maybe we're gonna check in on that in the coming weeks to see if he was like, if he's gonna be like, damn it, now I gotta. people get remarried all the time. They have like what is that called when you redo your vows? What's that called?
Renewal.
Exactly. Yeah. Renew your vows. That's what we're calling for. Everybody's calling for that right now. The chat is calling for.
I wouldn't get my hopes up much for that.
Oh wow! Shots fired! Shots fired! Ba 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 ba!
Better shut up before
I'm just teasing. I know you're handling this well. This uncomfortable subject. And I appreciate it, but thanks for coming on. And I do appreciate your kid. Great. Nate is real. He's a good dude. He's a genuine dude. And that is a testament to you and your husband and your family, obviously, because he's there with you guys now. And that shows a good family, you know, environment. And it shows in him. He's got a really great soul and spirit. And I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not often you get to talk to somebody's mom, huh? But Clark, get your shit together, bruh. You know what I mean? Like, what's he doing, man? Get your shit together. All right. Man, we've already gone like an hour. I actually like doing it live. What do you guys think of live? I wish I could do a poll right now. Maybe I'll put a poll up on Twitch Twitter, see if you like me doing the episodes live. But this is fun. Even Wiggs is still here. Even like, and I can bring guests in like this. It's just sometimes the technology is a little wonky because of the internet. But you know what? I did want to talk about one other show before we go. And it was this movie actually that I saw that I wanted to talk about real quick, you know, if I may. It was called Wish Dragon. Wish Dragon. It was produced by Jackie Chan. Stars John Cho, Jimmy Wong, Natasha Liu. It's an all Asian cast, okay? I believe. And it should be because it's obviously, I don't know what city this is supposed to be, but it's an Asian cast, you know? And it's a fun movie, but it's a knockoff of Aladdin. Like they even make an homage to Disney in the movie with some of the lines. Is this what we're doing now? We're not even going to try to make new stuff. We're just going to like take an idea. So then this is like when they do like, but you know what? As I think about it, this reminds me of the Wizard of Oz. So you had the Wizard of Oz and then you had the Wiz, which was like an all black cast Wizard of Oz. And it's like Michael Jackson was a Scarecrow. Diana Ross was playing. Wasn't it Diana Ross? Yeah, Diana Ross was was Dorothy. You know, it's like, so this is actually an homage to that. So I actually changed my mind in the middle of my point right that I'm making right now. I'm changing what I'm saying. That's what it was. Because this was just like, you know, it's like all Asian actors, you know, probably the crew, everybody that made the thing, they were like, look, we're going to give work to, this is what this is about, and they did it. But you know, I just thought it was like, damn, can we have a new idea? But it would be different if they were like, if it was under the Disney umbrella and they just made like, oh, it was Wish Dragon, and you knew that it was like, you know, a different version of Aladdin. But that's what this was. This was Asian Aladdin. But I gotta tell you, very enjoyable. I really enjoyed this movie. So it's on Netflix right now. So make sure you guys you check this one out. I give it a good endorsement. It got 7 out of 10 on the IMDb rating, which I think is pretty good. It's a fun movie. It's just Aladdin was one of my favorite cartoons. I saw it 10 times in the theaters because that's how old I am. You know, there was no Netflix or nothing like that. I saw it 10 times at the theaters, and it was at the El Capitan where you saw like a little show before the movie. They did like a little show at the El Capitan. I think they still do that. I don't know. And then like the movie came on. And I went and saw it 10 times. That's how much I loved Aladdin. And Robin Williams says that. And this was very much like that. Witty, you know, witty genie. You know what I mean? And making funny jokes. And, you know. Anyways, go watch it. It was very good. So that's going to be my small endorsement of Wish Dragon. But anyways, guys, you've been here. I don't even know. Oh man, I wish I had the outro music going. Maybe I should put on, wait, I gotta, you know what, I think I can find it. We'll put on some outro music and then we'll say goodbye to Wiggs. And you know, I thank you all for being here. And remember, we're gonna be doing, what do you call it, I'll be doing real world advice from a grown ass man. I got that coming up pretty soon. I haven't done that in a while. I really need to do that. You know what I mean? I don't know why I haven't done that, but I really need to do that. You know, let me see if I can find this outro music. You know, you guys are listening right now. People on like Spotify and all this stuff, and you guys are like, what are you doing right now? You know, but it doesn't matter. I'll just play the Riffin' with Greg theme again. All right, everybody. So I want to thank you for watching the episode. Let's go. Let's get Wiggs back in here. Wiggs, thanks for being here with me via satellite. Oh, man, and you froze right when we were doing that. But at least he's got a fun, cute look on his face, right? Oh, you froze, man. Oh, there you are. You're back.
I was glitching.
Yeah, you're glitching. It's probably your shit internet is what it is.
Yeah, probably. It says we got full bars, but
who knows? But you'll be back next week, and we'll get something good going. But you know, thanks for being here from via satellite, man. So everybody say bye to Wiggs.
Grabbing the mom.
Yeah. Don't say it like that, dude. All right, man. Say bye to Wiggs, everybody. Thanks, Wiggs. All right, guys. This has been Riffin' with Griffin. I appreciate you guys being here. Please like, share, subscribe, do all that great stuff. And I will see you guys next week. You know, we did it live and, you know, live in full effect, and that's how it goes. So I appreciate you guys and thank you for being here. Like I said, and see you next week. Whoa, whoa, whoa.